Blog Talk Radio.
Open my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. I disappeared in the crowd, all you seen was truth. This little nigga named Nine, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shook Dre Punk ass, now we out of the closet. Mob deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this bullshit deeply. There seems too many real players for to let these bitch niggas beat me. Pump. Let's be honest, you a punk, or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said in the Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, trying to play a hate on my shit. You need a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, hoping my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed, the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this is the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry, fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds, same crime, different trials. Nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I knew you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up, niggas stuck me up. Heard your guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine, on everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga, all out warfare. Eye for eye, last words to a bitch nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now, watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to tuck. Now you stuck, fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all odds, so hope my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Be against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The true shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hope my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that fact, he did some shit he shouldn't have did, so we riding for that. And that nigga that was there with me, rested dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. So what's a hostage, nah? Niggas that don't rhyme right. Say too many movies, blow them up against the wall. Close his eyes, since you lie, you die. Goodbye, let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds.
One love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being sold. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns salute. I salute you, my nigga. Stay strong. I ride for you. I rhyme for you. I roll for you. It's all for you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all mine. Yeah, who the fuck is gonna get you? Touch me, I'm at you. I know you motherfuckers can't think I forgot. Hell nah, I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule a war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. Now I want war.
Against all odds, indeed. What's happening, y'all? It's the queen coming at you, truly, against all odds. And we had a night. Man, get down some, man, conversation and political education, indeed. Definitely for the people and by the people. You know, and truly, with Queen Daphne, that's myself. Man, so welcome to Straight Up Real Talk Network, Against All Odds, you know, because that's where we are right now. And in the struggle, in this fight, and as a people, man, y'all, we got to, man, whatever it takes, whatever we have to do against all odds, you know, we got to stop breaking down these barriers that, you know, to our freedom and our liberation as a people. Not freedom, we require liberation. And, hey, the line of demarcation has been drawn. Whose side are you on, the people or the state? And are you ready to start loving on the people? Are we ready to start doing what's required for our liberation, you know, as a people? And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And I want to talk about a little about that Facebook bullshit. And again, as we see it, to disrupt communication as they begin that phase, so the state moving into that phase, and a lot of things that's going on. So again, as with anything, and that's why political education is so important, it's important how we seek to tie these things in together. You dig what I'm saying? In this attack on our people, you know, and again, how it benefits us to move against these attacks, you know what I'm saying? And as well, I'll be talking about how we'll move forward, you know, like in future shows and things, getting down and talking to individuals from different organizations that are basically preparing for self-determination for our people, you know. And the thing is, it's like we struggle for it and we fight for it. So, but we have to begin, you know what I'm saying, moving in and walking in it. And it's there are ones doing that, you know what I'm saying, and getting down. And, man, we going to get down with, man, some of this and some of that, you know what I'm saying? I like things coming out of being like within the next couple of weeks, next week, you know, we definitely the Jim and Fred Streets Party, you know, annual Streets Party going down. So Against All Odds, you know, going to be on location live at the DuSable Museum with Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., you know what I'm saying? Comrade Mother Akua Unjeri, you know what I'm saying? And Mr. Montgomery, the real lawyer, you know what I'm saying? Not that honky motherfucker, everybody running up behind. But, yeah, truly so. You know, go broadcast live from there next week. And, man, get down, touchdown Chicago for the Chairman Fred, the annual Chairman Fred a Streets Party. Y'all know how we get down. You know what I'm saying? That real politics. You dig what I'm saying? But truly, a wonderful celebration and political education. It'll be 3 days of some five things, you know, all the way from, you know, the assassination site, Ground Zero, you know, at the wall by the mural, you know what I'm saying? And definitely at the Hampton House. So, you know, and man, touch it down different in Chicago on a different location. So, it's going to be one definite, and the Cub Caravan, y'all, man, that's going to be exciting, man, going to have flags for some of the greatest Panthers, you know what I'm saying, and come on through and wave, let's fly those flags, celebrate ours, you know what I'm saying, bring back the spirit, you know what I'm saying, of the Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying, amongst the spirit, well, it's here, you know what I'm saying, we got to raise that spirit, the time is here, and the time is now, y'all, you know what I'm saying, and we have to become the servants of the people that we are to be, becoming the revolutionary servants that we are to be for those of us who move in that fashion. And we have to become the people that we are to be if we are to reprieve ourselves from, you know, this bullshit, basically. You know what I'm saying? Because this is some bullshit. I don't, again, you know, and I continuously have to say, this is some bullshit. And it's like, have we become so complacent? But it has been, you know, centuries of damage placed upon us as a people. But I really think now, you know, again, that saying, when you know better, you do better. You know and we are aware. What are we going to do about it? I mean, there are just no excuses now. And again, this shit is embarrassing. It's embarrassing that we as a people, we continue to advocate it and yada yada, because these pigs and other entities of the state are continuously, you know, annihilating our people, exterminating our people. And no new shit. It ain't new. This is just what's been happening to our Black asses. So it's at what point? And at what point do we draw the line? At what point do we, you know, man, fight back? What point do we start to give a fuck? what point do we, you know what I'm saying, try to get our minds right, because, again, it's our damage. And but anyway, we're going to get down into all that, and, of course, you definitely know that any and all are welcome onto this platform. So if any moment that you're like, you know, you got something you want to say, you know, or, you know, include, involve in, however, you know what I'm saying, most definitely, because we the people, and we want to definitely, if we cling more to that, that we are the people. So the thing is, we all have something to contribute to our liberation, each and every one of us. The only problem we got now is like motherfuckers just don't know exactly how to get in, where they fit in, and some don't even know where they fit in. So we need to have proper conversations so ones can understand that, but and that ones can understand that everyone has, we all can commit revolutionary acts. And as Chairman Fred stated, you know, man, she, you know, in regards to the Black Panther Party, and if you can't get out of the Black Panther Party, get behind the party. And if you can't get behind the party, you get behind those that's behind the party. You know what I'm saying? But do something. And, again, we all can commit revolutionary acts that benefit. Yeah, no, everybody ain't going to be Queen Daphne. No, I know this. But definitely, we the people, y'all. And that's what we should strive towards, especially those of us, you know, claim to be revolutionaries. Again, that we are revolutionaries, and our duties as revolutionaries, you know, is simple, very simple. You know, we struggle to win the hearts and the minds of the people, to win people over, to giving a fuck about themselves, to win people over, our people over, to strive and build for self-determination of our people, and to defend it if we need be. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a revolutionary soldier is. That's our duty, you know what I'm saying, because we are made truly and genuinely, as Che Guevara stated, it's made of pure love, baby. That's in this all with an unconditional love for the people. And you defend what you love, if you dig me. But I'm going to take a moment, y'all, real quick, because I got to go get my coffee. You go get yours. And again, but like I said, you can call in. Get down with the Queen, 929-477-3785, if you like. You know, like I said, if you got something going on, service for the people or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Share it with us, you know, and that's the thing that we, again, have to begin to remove while we, you know, and remove these contradictions, expose these motherfuckers, but at the same time that we as a people begin to build and connect with each other. This shit is about to get funky for our people. And again, it is a very critical moment for our people. And if we're not seeing what's going on around us, it's shame on us. However, there are many who are moving in the interest of the people. And so if you are and it's something you like to share, man, you let ones know how you're getting down, what you're doing. Again, we tie in struggles. We tie in our solutions. We tie in our things. We the people. Begin to strive to remove egos, strive to remove agendas, but see what we have. You recognize that we're a puzzle. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like we're not going to all be the same, but we can fit together and create that peace that we need, you know what I'm saying, to strive for our liberation, for our people, and we need to start looking at ourselves as our people, connected Africans across the globe. You know what I'm saying? We have to start. We got to erase these motherfucking borders. You dig what I'm saying? That's how we must do. Our struggle transcends these borders. You dig what I'm saying? It must, because our motherfucking oppression does, but they fucking our black asses up everywhere. You dig what I'm saying? It's not us. You know? So and the thing is that we have to begin to tie these in. We have to begin to be more proactive in the fight for liberation, in the survival of our people. Fuck. That's where the point where we at now. I mean, just for our mere existence. That's why they was been pushing all this half-breed shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, they want what we got, but they don't want us, if you dig me. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of shit going on, and these honkies are panicking. And, man, but we require each other, and we need to get our minds right. But, again, we can do that through love, because love definitely conquers hate. You dig what I'm saying? So give me a minute. I'm going to go do this. Y'all go do that. And y'all know what it is. But I'm a little too short. I like short. This is my cut, too. It's for my people. Give me a minute.
Talking about the ghetto, funky, funky ghetto, trying to survive,
trying to stay alive.
Happening, family. Yeah, back with you. Thank you for holding for me. I have to grab me some coffee. Getting back into my old routine, and as well, bear with me, y'all. I hadn't been on the air in 3 years. I can't believe it's been 3 years. Yeah, I think it's been about 3 years. Oh, since I have, but I know one thing though, but it is more of a transition. You know, the queen's still on deck, always on deck. When the people call, but not in the street. You know, as much like I used to be. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know, queen ain't. I ain't exactly no spring chicken. You know what I'm saying? But even though I be checking the shortage, don't call me no goddamn elder. You know, they be like, but I'm like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, but nonetheless, y'all, and we here. And, again, the first thing I want to talk about is this move Facebook is making. You know what I'm saying? Well, they started making, yeah. In regards to, I want to get this right. Let me pull that up quickly. I should have did that because it's the dangerous individuals. It's what I talked about on live this morning. So they issued an update to how they address movements and organizations tied to violence. And that's the they want to attribute it to what's that QAnon, and who the fuck are they? I don't even know who the fuck that is. I just saw something else about them, some white people shit. But they want to say, like, anarchist groups and violent activist protest, U.S.-based militia organizations. They're saying they've already moved content calling for advocating violence. We ban organizations and individuals that proclaim a violent mission. However, we have seen growing movements that, while not directly organizing violence, have celebrated violent acts, shown that they have weapons and suggest they will use them, or have individual followers with patterns of violent behavior. So today we are expanding our dangerous individuals and organizations policy to address organizations and movements that have demonstrated significant risk to public safety but do not meet the rigorous criteria to be designated as a dangerous organization and banned from having any presence on our platform. Now, let me just finish this. They go on to say, well, while we will allow people to post content that supports these movements and groups, so long as they do not otherwise violate our content policies, we will restrict their ability to organize on our platform. So, basically, now that's a lot of us. And see, you get there and you'll generally say, well, they say those that call for violent acts or whatever. But then let me tell you what they call that attachment, as well as I want to make sure not directly organizing violence, have celebrated violent acts, shown that they have weapons and suggest they will use them. So we know it goes on to include, you know, a lot of groups. And then as they begin to implement this shit, this is like the first step. So, you know, you'll see a lot of things. But if you hadn't read that article, go check it out. The title of it is An Update to How We Address Movements and Organizations Tied to Violence. And that's Facebook. They just in the newsroom, they did that yesterday. And limited recommendation, reducing ranks and news feeds, like taking the post or information you share and, like, put it at the bottom of the timelines, and that's how they do that. So basically no one would ever see it. You know, people scroll the timeline, but it's like as it updates, refresh, so on and so forth. Prohibit use of ads, you know, and the commerce and monetization tools, prohibit fundraising. State attack, of course, definitely on any to limit. I mean, some of that shit. I mean, honestly, politically, my ass. You can see it both ways, you know, good thing, bad thing, okay? Because breaking communication, you know, I think myself, an assessment I've taken is their ability to see the ability of the young ones to mobilize and organize online, such as what happened during the uprising, you know, and a lot of that organizing and, you know, meet us here in the location here and pop up there type shit that the shorties were doing shows a grand ability to organize. So you already know they like your shit and me. Can't let that happen, of course. So begin to see restrictions and stuff. And that's what you're seeing this applies to Facebook and Instagram, you know. So we can you know, more than likely look to a lot of shit. Matter of fact, I was going to reshare a photo today, and I was going to make it public, but it wouldn't allow me. So it wouldn't allow me to. So after a certain time, I don't know if it was in that particular photo, man, yeah. But those type of things that we, and then ones would say, well, again, that's just, well, it's just Facebook or whatever. But again, like I said, the ability to organize was demonstrated vastly. I mean, not for the shit we probably needed to be, you know what I'm saying? Now, I could put a motherfucking call out, motherfucker, bam, you know. But again, that's amongst them and their communication. And that, and I don't think ones actually really looked at that from that point of view. Like, I was impressed. Like, damn. You know, their ability, literally, I mean, they was on that shit. Go ahead and get business, shorties. But it was their ability to do that and very impressed. So, you know, that they were able to, man, shit. But when we look at that, and it is kind of important because, again, not being able to, you know, losing that tool and that, you know, it's for those who actually, you know, that use it for organizing, able to do that. You know, that was a good tool to use, so they had to demonstrate and stop that, as well as us having the ability to communicate with each other further and further as this shit get more funkier and funkier, because it's definitely getting funky for our people right now. Amidst all this bullshit they got going on, the dynamics are, man, are surreal. It's like, it's so much shit, y'all. It's so much pain that our people are going through right now that our inability to, you know, even communicate that way. So, you know, and it's, we do have networks, we do have different things, but again, they're kind of isolated. And it's like, if we need to start utilizing time to utilize other connections amongst us, you know what I'm saying, to see, because it's like, this is something they put out. So this will go across the board. And as time permits, just as when they go back and raise the phase of the pandemic and that shit heightens back up, as it will, and that soon, damn, we almost in September, y'all, so y'all know what we're looking at, and real soon. And to cut our communication amongst quarantining ones all over again and lifting and, you know, not restricting again the certain movements and all that shit, because that shit is coming. And again, I'm going to say this shit, it alarmed me. And maybe because it was my black ass, it alarmed me. So that would work, you know. So when the this pandemic and shit started, so we were, you know, told to work online. So, you know, work online from home, whatever. And our so our little pandemic plan, whatever, included, you know, was till Labor Day. Okay, in September. So, you know, so like that's what it was. Work online. My ass, I still go because I go to the center because shit, but I bitch the people is at the center and my work is the people. So, how the fuck can I, you know, so anyway, but I was still going, you know, to the center. I still go, but it was an option. And so that's the whole thing. So, of course, it's coming up. So, you know, we're going to have a little update or whatever. And I get the little email, you know, with the half of me, which is, you know, that Negro side, like, what? Check. You know what I'm saying? Celebrate it. That my political me was like, man, look. So, and this is our other plan. So, you know, not to go in, but, you know, we have to develop the off, because I guess they figured my black ass going to keep going in there. So they're going to do the shit for the social distance and all that shit inside. Again, with the option to go in. However, you don't have to. And our plan, y'all, alarming, extends until May 2021. So I'm going to have to count on my fingers how long the fuck that is, because, you know. And I'm like, May? Because I'm looking for some shit. I figured it would be extended, but I'm thinking end of year or some shit like that. May 2021. So, and I, you know, me with white people, like, you know, they be knowing shit we don't know. So I'm like, yeah, raise my eyebrows, because so we like, what, you know, we're told, you know, we can work from home until May of next year. The fuck? Now, like I said, you know, the Negro part of me was like, what? Chut. But, because I be on other shit, y'all. But, anyway, you know, give me time for the people. You know, in that way, in other capacities, too. But the alarming that, why so long? Why so far out? Will we? So basically, to me, it's saying that we're going to still be in this shit. You know, for them to extend it to that point, you know what I'm saying? So that was alarming to me. I don't know if they saw it that way. Nobody else was shit. They, I guess they don't. But for me, that was kind of raised my eyebrows. Like, okay, so, but nonetheless, it goes on to what I had been saying in the first place. This shit ain't finna get no better, and it's about to get funky. It's just things I just like to point out for people to take a look at. Go in the grocery stores, the restocking, but they not restocking. You know, and yeah, I take time to do shit like this. Yes, I do. Like what I'm saying, I ain't got time just to talk about shit. I got to go see what I'm talking about first when I begin to notice shit. So that's what I do, and it is the science, and it's just like, that's why I do find it important, and I get offensive of other shit that people putting out there to the people. You know what I'm saying? Because this is our lives, and this shit is for real. So we want to be observant. We want to, but we want to demonstrate proper, you know, shit to the people. And we do that through, you know, shit. You know, theory without practice holds nothing. You dig what I'm saying? Shit. But you got to go check it out. So I just, you know, just try to check out different things. I've even, like, even seeing that it's mainly the affordable stores. When I say affordable stores, like the dollar stores or whatever, you know, cheaper grocery stores, not really restocking shit. And this is slowly happening. You know, and it's like, we have to really start paying attention to this shit. Just look in your community, look around your city, take and see if that's happening, monitor it, you know, and see, notice certain, but I'm serious, and I'm going to tell y'all something. I know shit down to the thing, and only because it seemed like it's an influx of motherfucking flies in this damn city. So my ass was looking for, I think for 2 weeks, I've been looking for some fucking, you know, the fly spray. You know, you have to spray for flies and flying insects. Yeah, flying insects, that's the name of it. And I ain't find that shit. That shit ain't putting no shit. You know, you can barely find the other products on the shelves. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things, I think, many reasons, again, forcing ones online. Again, hence the lockdown, postal boxes and shit like that. They're really forcing a lot of our shit online as they want to move us into, you know, a fully electronic sensor world. Big Brother is here. You know what I'm saying? And these things we have to pay attention to and how they're going to affect us in the position that we're in when we do, because a lot of us are going to resist. Some of us won't have a choice to resist. Some of us won't be able and that's, it's going to be fucked up for us. So that leaves you, like, even with that vaccine and shit like that, many depend on a lot of things from within the system. And without those things, you know, with mandates being put on people to work certain jobs or receive certain benefits or things like that, and making, so with many resisting those things, that will leave a lot of people out, you know, or force ones to give in to the bullshit, you know, that they got for other people. So that's why it's important that we need to be prepared to care for our people. And, you know, as far as, oh, shit, man, being able to care for our people, because it's going to get real funky, y'all. And it's better to be prepared, beginning to prepare. You know what I'm saying? And that means as far as being able to not just feed our people, but being for mental support. Man, just so much stuff. Defense of our people. We have, man, we just fucked up. And hence, that's why I say, like, with another bad part of the thing with the social media, again, that we have a lot of our people. I'd be concerned a lot about the mental state of our people, because our people are so damaged. You dig what I'm saying? So, I look a lot towards that. So in these situations, you know, because everything is political, everything kind of has an effect a different way on people, and a lot of actions created by the state or anything else kind of affects people, but it affects people differently, but adversely. You know what I'm saying? So it's affecting all adversely in a way, however, in different manners. And one of the things that I understand that will be affected, you know, maybe not all are to social media, like, connected. But there are actually people who, you know, live their lives through social media. And I mean, serious, for real. A lot of people who had always maybe had been introverts or this or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And these communities provide them a sense of, you know, of belonging and so on and so forth, you know. And that's a good thing because a lot of people, like before that, who were introverts and so on and so forth, did not have such communications as such, so, you know, right there at hand. So it contributed to some sort of, you know, healing of that and brought ones into different worlds. However, so can you imagine if those platforms are taken away from individuals, and there's so many, that, you know, the depression, the slump, you dig what I'm saying, literally. And I know we don't think about things like that or understand that things like that are possible, but, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It is shit. You know, that's – and we, again, because we fabricate and perpetrate so much, and, you know, what this society has pretty much became – I don't even know how to describe that shit, but to where – critical thinking is not fashionable. However, we must be critical thinkers because we're on a fight to save our people. So, and we have to understand that our people have been attacked and are still being attacked, terrorized, and brutalized in so many ways from every direction possible that a lot of us sometimes don't even see the things that we go through as part of the attack on our people in that, seeing that the situations created, you know what I'm saying, and the environments created that help create those situations, you know, contribute to this and that contributes are contributed by the state, I'd say. But we have to begin to tie these things in, you know. It's still one struggle for us. And so, again, I'd say, like, we do not have the luxury of others to, like, pinpoint certain, even though we do, but to pinpoint certain things that are wrong or that's happening to our people. You dig what I'm saying? And, again, but we have a system that's very diabolical, very cunning and motherfucking clever. I wish we put as much motherfucking effort, you know what I'm saying, into it as they do in their tactics. But very tactful they are. And, again, knowing how to attack us. So it's like we just can't say, oh, systemic racism and or even just saying racism and shit like that ain't our shit. That white people shit. They did that. We understand that that's why we must struggle for self-determination because and the whole thing is that keep your shit. That's the whole thing. And that's what we have to want to instill in our people. Stop begging these motherfuckers, you know, like, or insisting, first of all, common sense. They not finna give up their shit for us. So they gonna be like, well, fuck our kids. Fuck us. Okay, y'all, we sorry. Is that what niggas waiting on? Because that's what it seems like niggas waiting on to me. I don't know if that's what motherfuckers expecting. Sometimes we need to use a little common sense, even when we run behind that bullshit, you know, that sitting there, you know, for our rights and all that, you know, the justice and the people, you running rah-rah, you know, sign the bill, get rid of the mayor, vote this person, all that shit. Does it make sense? No, it doesn't. That's the fuck all. Shit ain't for us, you know what I'm saying? So we must strive to create our own, strive to care for our people. We have to strive to ones who want something different than this that is not good for us because it's not good for us. And again, state is like this relationship that Africans have with imperialism. Shit, it's a relationship that Africans have with the dogs of this world. You know, basically it's like the state and Africans with the state, again, are like, you know, battered women. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much that nigga kick her ass, she just won't leave. just won't go. Why you won't leave the niggas? Because I love them. That's how y'all sound. Because I love them. Beating that ass. Won't leave. Making excuses for them. Covering for them. I did this to myself. What happened to you? I did it to myself. That's our relationship with the state. Like, battered women. Some motherfuckers would be like, oh, you shouldn't see that. Queen, that's offense, man. That's y'all problem now, too. Too motherfucking emotional, getting their feelings. These motherfucking homies done got y'all on that political correctness shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers getting their feelings. You know, you would never, how you gonna sit there and talk about battered women and woo-woo, and I'm a battered woman ever shit. If you used to be good for you, if you still want shit, shame on you. Move around. Again, we have to get our shit in order. That's what we have to fuck to do. But shit, the damaging fools, they got us whining about every motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? We have no, it's like, because motherfuckers say I be sounding sensitive. Bullshit ain't about nothing, though. It's like motherfuckers want to be a victim, want to be the victim. Enjoy being victims, you know what I'm saying? Victimizing themselves. You know, it's like, in the end, if you dare to present some shit, like, okay, we'll just do something about it. Oh, you know, what the fuck? Buck stops there. Truly. You know, and again, that is us, and that's us as a people in our relationship with the state, you know. And that shit's embarrassing. You know, as Chairman said, this shit is embarrassing. And I don't even see how ones aren't embarrassed by, I mean, just the state that our people are in at this moment. And we can continuously go there. I mean, we're aware. But unfortunately, with agendas and things like that, that we allow to come in between. So we really want to work on that. I'm very happy, though, that, you know, I continue to speak on it because it's continuing to get right. It's continuing to get better, and a lot of things are being exposed. And the people are seeing clearly, and many are starting to, you know, we're flowing that way. So the thing is, it's a great thing that is flowing, and connections are being made, and networks are being built. But we got to keep it going. So we have to continuously strive to reach to each other, you know. But we got to expose the bullshit, y'all. These hoe-ass niggas and all this goofy-ass bullshit. These motherfuckers playing dress-up and all that shit. Truly. Oh, don't I say anything, Queen? Like how Pac said at the end of the song, oh, don't think I forgot, niggas. Truly. I know y'all was like the Queen sounding all, look at me, sounding all peaceful and stuff. Oh, no. Yeah. You know, I had different times. I'm in different ways, talking to different people. But nonetheless, again, that we continue to do that. But, again, to encourage those that, you know, truly want to see our people reprieved from this bullshit, those that are true about, you know, making the sacrifices and understanding, and that this shit ain't about the rah-rah, you dig what I'm saying, but about preparation, building, and we have to have the education. And it's the most because people don't even know what they're fighting for. Right? So, man, it's important. But no, that's not instituted in things. It has to be embedded within us, embedded in the things that we do, because everything is political. And just as you can take even shit you do now and politicize it. And how do you do that? And how do we, you know, and that helps us to begin, you know, you get a little bit more understanding. And even as you move, a revolutionary act, just one. You know, everybody, like I said, everybody ain't going to be no Queen Death. We know this. However, you know, you can serve the people and be a servant to the people in your greatest capacity. You know? And again, it's based on an unconditional love for the people, and to move and think objectively. And see, and that's the thing, too. We tend to be subjective, you know? So we want to consider others, and hence, like I said, about the thing with the disconnect of social media and being able to combat that effect and that it'll have on the people. And so we're going to have to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? And that abrupt thing, I mean, they're very clever and they know what to do to our people and always have. And like I said, these motherfuckers are so cunning. Y'all, but we got to get just this motherfucking manipulative. You dig? Well, this is a war waged on our people. I don't know what the fuck we feel. We have to be our motherfucking scout for fuck this shit is. You know? But motherfuckers, so easy to chop your motherfucking head off each other. But again, you whole ass niggas could actually be very useful. I'm just saying, I may understand that maybe shit, you know, you had a bad ass kid or something. You know? Felt a little in fear, whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is. But shit, all our people are useful. But no, because some are just too far gone. And we gonna have to, some of the few for the many, y'all. You know what I mean? And some just too far gone. But these goofies, you know, moving around, so-called, you know, with foolish other politics, can still be useful motherfuckers. And it's like, I don't know how, but anyway, I did have a point, something with that, but motherfuckers can't be useful in a way. It's just that they just goofy, but ones have to expose these goofy motherfuckers, literally. But nonetheless, the individuals and ones that are continuously getting an understanding to feel for the people, providing survival programs for the people, providing examples of survival programs for the people. You know, that's what we require, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This shit is necessary in a more critical time than ever, you know, and we take advantage of the things we can get up out of the state. We take advantage of this shit. We get out. Because we have to begin to prepare. We're going to need to take care of people. So mentally, definitely, as far as even basic human needs, you know, to the best of our ability, food, clothing, housing, and these things that, and the thing, how it works for us, y'all, is because, and I don't know, maybe once, of course, I've probably heard me speak of this incident before, you know, but that kind of shifted me more of you know, into the people, because I've always been a servant, but more of a servant, I'd say. Politicking one day, I was soapboxing in the garden on 51st and Calumet, and I was soapboxed there, spitting in politics, of course, you know, and just with the people, and they're familiar, and I go there every day. And the sister told me one day, I was giving, at that time, I was giving her a Burning Spirit newspaper. And the sister was, I mean, she was polite. She wasn't rude. She didn't get nasty with me, you know. But the sister said, she said, man, I love to hear what you're talking about. She was like, shit, but I got to figure out how to pay my light bill, you know. What? You know, and man, that moment, that shit hit me. How in the fuck? You think people got time to be listening to shit you talking about right here, right now? You know what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying? So I had to get an understanding of, like, how to, as far as bringing to my people, you know, how can I correlate to them if I understand what I'm talking to, you know, when I'm talking to the people, and maybe there's an individual there like this, that sister, you know, who, you know what I'm saying, enlightened me that day, that, you know, maybe their light's off, and there's somebody else, their rent's not there, and then someone else, they can't buy food, or someone else, they just got fired, or someone else, they got arrested. You dig what I'm saying? So someone else been murdered, brutalized, beat down, and the shit, just the different, you know, I mean, and even the common everyday things our people go through, you know what I'm saying, they check the income, shit like that. It's like when you have to take these politics and with all those individuals be able to tie in all their struggles so they can get a crystalline understanding of one and how they all tie in together to one struggle. So do y'all dig when I say, see, this is the science. You know what I'm saying? It's like our people, you know, we have an enemy that attacks us in so many areas, no matter who you are. And even what they've been permitting inside of us, that when we continue on the attacks amongst us due to class contradictions and so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying, and the shit we see in our communities. So we have to be able to, so a person, you know, yeah, they're not giving a fuck. Her life stuff ain't too much giving a fuck about what's going on with him over here with that problem and that person over there with that problem and so on and so forth. So we must, and coming to the people and bringing it and winning the people over, and part of winning people over is getting the people to understand how all those struggles and things and strifes and things that happen to our people on a daily basis, not just big tragic things that they choose to that's another story, put out there, but these things and how they, you know, correlate together, and it's one struggle of our people. So we cannot afford, and it's so much that we cannot afford to like address shit individually. You know what I'm saying? We have to figure out how we can just address this. You know what I'm saying? As a people, you know, together and our things, our shit, but. That's what we require as a people. So how do we tie this in together? How do we, so, and that brought me there, that's what we have to, the ills of the people and the pains and the people pain, and we seek to try to aid and assist the people. So because a person would think better, you know what I'm saying? You get the shit off the mind. So we want, it's beneficial to get the people in a state of mind where, you know what I'm saying, where they're, can think and not have these things on their mind to worry about. And that's what I took from that encounter with that sister, and I'll never forget that shit. You know, is that that's what we require. So I'm going to take a moment, y'all. I got to go to the bathroom. But take a bathroom break. A moment, but and give y'all a break from my voice real quick. And then I'm going to be back on some of that. And just the importance of, you know, because that's what we're talking about. This is basically right now the importance of, well, I saw it on the Facebook thing, but y'all know how I do. I leave one thing into another. That's what this is. But real quick, so check this joint out right here. This is Don P. And it's Freedom. Check.
The Fresh One.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Revolution.
Bye. things free. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks and then 1,000 more days. I'll probably see Reese, but then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dog. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dog. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We keep that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dog. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. $50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that show long.
Playing that shit over again. And y'all, damn, time surely flies, doesn't it? Man, it's time for me to get up out of here. I'm at the end of my hour. But truly, man, y'all get down with me. Ooh, like I say, next week, you know what I'm saying, our same time, same place. But truly, next Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., as usual, every Wednesday, Free 'Em All Radio with Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and the Lady of Rage, same bat channel, same Cub channel, you know what I'm saying? As usual, you know, at 6:30 p.m., so tune in Wednesday night. Again, for definitely that 5 political education from Chairman. Man, y'all know what it is. We got to get in the know. We got to get an understanding, family. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll be back with you next Thursday, 7 p.m. And like I said, looking forward, man. We will win, y'all. We definitely will win, that's for sure. We just got to keep on moving, keep on sure I get our shit in order. You dig what I'm saying? Admit our contradictions, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, y'all know, we know we fucked up, we quit. What are we going to do about it? We the people, you know what I'm saying? We got to start loving on each other, loving on the people, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know that this going to have to end with some pop, right? Because y'all just know how this shit go. That's what I do. But definitely, I leave as I can, you know, that's how that bit goes. But truly, lovely to love the people, love on the people, you know what I'm saying? Shit will change. We will win, y'all. All is truly well, you know what I'm saying? So peace to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Y'all have a good evening. I'll let y'all next week. All that good shit.
All the time, I hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. I disappeared in the crap, all you seen was soup. This little nigga named Nine, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shoot trade punk ass, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this bullshit deeply. There seems too many real players for to let these bitch niggas beat me. Pump up. Let's be honest, you a punk, or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being the thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, trying to play a hate on my shit. You need a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Nigga, against all odds, hoping my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Nigga, against all odds, up in the studio getting blown, the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was worth
working for the feds. Same crimes, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I know you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up, niggas stuck me up. Heard your guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine, on everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga, all out warfare. Eye for eye, last words to a bitch nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now, watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to tuck. Now you stuck, fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all lies, so hope my true motherfuckers know. Be the realest shit I ever wrote. Be against all lies, up in the studio, getting blowed. To the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that fact, he did some shitty shit to did. So we riding for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rested dead. Switch sides, gets his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Said you wanna live my life, so it's a hostage, nah. Niggas that don't rhyme right, you seen too many movies. Load them up against the wall, close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye, let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all lies, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all lies, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all lies, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all lies, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all lies.
One love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns, salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being sold. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns, salute. I salute you, my nigga, stay strong. I ride for you, I rhyme for you, I roll for you.
Let's go.
It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all mine. I don't care who the fuck you get. Touch me, I'm at you. I know you motherfuckers can think I forgot. Me and I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said, don't rule war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. I want war.